and welcome to the newest episode of your favorite reality drama. I'm your host, Peter, and this is Wizard Quest! Just roll with it. Our dashing crew has finally entered Gotham City and found Saria Makov's lair. Now, it's just a matter of getting up the tower, saving the day. Will they succeed? Who will get eliminated? Will Saria Makov admit his undead love for Bane? Will the Mothman discover the value of capitalism? Find out the answer to these questions and more in just 3, 2, 1, and... Alright, montage time!
Hell yeah.
We're gonna need a montage.
Time to break into this hacking castle and save the day.
I want to say the montage starts with Biggest Divas kicking down a door.
Oh, so we're not sneaking.
It's the distraction.
Really kicking down a door? Yeah, kicking down the front door while we all go in through the back.
Yeah, Biggest Caesar just walks up to the front door. It's like, hey, you need a, you know, hey, what are you doing here? And Biggest Caesar just like throws someone off a moat and then just like knocks a book out of the other ant's hands and just goes, you're a nerd. And then kicks open the door.
The guards are reading books.
Yeah, it's a slow day. Who shows up, right? But one gets thrown into a moat, and the other one is reading a book, and it gets slapped out of his hand.
Oh, are they both in the moat? Or just the one in the other guy's book? And he's like, oh, yeah, no, my book! And he dives in after it.
Biggest Sivas calls him a nerd, and it's so utterly emotionally devastating that they go home, rethink their life choices, and turn away from a life of crime.
Wow. Guys, question.
Damn, Biggest Sivas. Damn. What?
Is Roblox an ant?
I think this is up to you.
You don't have to answer now. I just think we should all think about this.
Fair.
I kind of want all the workers to be not necessarily ants, but like the insect equivalent of Centaur World. But like not centaurs, just ant people.
Or like Hunter X Hunter, where they're like ant people.
Fun fact, the X is silent. Yeah. Fun fact. Yeah, no, like the chimeras, I guess. Yeah.
Hunter are the
Hunter.
Okay. So Roblox is a chimera. Alright, sure.
I'll send a picture to Kelsey and Corey since I don't think they would understand the reference.
I don't.
Yay! Okay, so we're in. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, what's our montage song? Is it sneaky, like the Mission Impossible theme, or is it like Eye of the Tiger and like bombastic, or is it like Peacemaker, like do you really, really, really want to taste it?
I'll be real, I've had Drops of Jupiter stuck in my head all day.
Oh no.
Oh, that is not our montage music. Next option.
I mean, my go-to for all such things such as this is Kill Your Heroes by AWOL Nation.
Okay.
It's a good option.
Yeah, anything with a lot of, like, bois, I think, would be good for Bane. Like, I feel like we need a lot of, like, good power notes for, like, big finishing moves. Because both Sapphire and Bane have, like, big magic. In between, like, Thea is, like, shooting people with, like, pristine accuracy and, like, knocking them off balconies and shit. And Biggest Davis is just, like, shoving people into lockers that just magically appear.
That's his magic.
That's what your lifting belt actually does. It makes lockers appear.
It can do two things.
So, I'm going to go ahead and say that that die fixed it up for you. You were like, there's one thing that I need. Can you give me a manifest locker spell?
I got just the thing for you.
Are you familiar with the hammer space? I want a locker space.
You know Dai has a hammer space.
Okay, so da-da-da-da, we're in.
Yeah, we're
Hell
in.
Hell yeah.
I think at this point, Biggest Caesar has caused a ruckus. Maybe some minions are like, you know, scrambling down like these elaborate stairways into this big lobby. I think you have a chance maybe to like go sneaky if you want to keep doing sneaky, or we could just go akimbo.
I'm going to say we're... You guys can do what you want, but Bane is going to be, like, slithering through the shadows of this place and, like, doing shit, like, pulling people into the shadows and, like, using the shadows to, like, slice their heads off and shit.
Oh, my God.
Ow!
Oh, my God. I thought
Sapphire going through and just, like, drowning people in waves of water was going to be bad, but this is... Damn.
No, you see the shadows appear, and when they disappear, it's just piles of viscera on the ground. Bane is out for blood.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn.
There's no fury like a Bane scorned.
I think Mothman just, like, picks people up and just, like, walks over to the window and then throws them out the window.
Slowly.
Yeah. No, like, everybody's, like, running around doing things, and Mothman just, like, lifts somebody up, walks over to the window, and just throws. Probably two at a time.
Just pick them up by the collar?
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't know Mothman
was
so strong.
Gives a thumbs up to the camera.
This is very Groot vibes. I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, the Mothman is helping.
Doing so good. What's Thea up to?
Gosh, what is she up to?
She's empowered by the power of love now.
It's
as
true.
Celine Dion would say. In fact, that should probably be our montage song.
Oh my God, yes.
Power of love?
Yeah.
I love it.
Or I drove all night. You know what? No, I'm sticking with I drove all night. That's a banger.
It's a banger, all right.
Celine Dion.
The queen.
So yes, what is Thea doing?
Oh gosh.
Do you want like a scene set so that you can like get some options?
Sure.
So we enter the front hallway. There's some like large bay windows and like stained glass. There is a large main staircase that goes up and some like a second level within the same front hall where like people could like shoot like crossbows over top of, and some people like coming down the main staircase.
Oh gosh, brain. Where'd you go for a second there?
What kind of trick arrows would Dai have given you?
Good.
Knowing that her boyfriend probably uses them. Because
yeah,
this is
true.
She's got
the chartreuse arrow.
No, the chartreuse bolt. Because he's a crossbow.
I'm just thinking of that scene in Hawkeye where Cade's going through and he's just like, no, too dangerous. And she goes and she lets off an explosive arrow and she's just like, what's more dangerous than that one?
That's not the scene I was thinking you were gonna say, but that's also a good one. The one I was thinking of was Kate later on being like, why don't you label these things?
How many people does Thea take down with a punch arrow?
Oh, probably a few.
Oh, they're all like lined up nicely and she's like, aw yeah. And then they like domino over.
Punch.
Biff. Boom.
I drove all night.
Dai's girlfriend makes the arrows, so It's all in-house.
Nice, nice.
We could get some, like, acid arrows.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Explosion arrows to blow open doors.
Mm-hmm. The bubblegum arrow, it just explodes in, like, sticky gum.
Yeah.
Gotta get, like, the classic net arrows and stuff like that in there, too.
If you use a net arrow, Bane is gonna, like, manifest shadows along the net and then slice the person into, like, the pieces using the net's, like,
that's
structure.
Terrifying.
Bane doesn't fuck around.
Yeah, no
clearly.
Kidding.
Clearly not.
So I think we've cleared out the foyer.
Yeah, the foyer is fucked.
Yeah, all of these people are dead.
I'm going to go ahead and just cross out sneaking in my
You know what? No, I was going to say Bane's been sneaking, but no, Bane has just been using the shadows. they've been betraying everyone else because they belong to Bane.
I think this is just a floor by floor montage of us just beating the shit out of these
these
people.
Everywhere. So we're all in agreement. This is incredibly violent.
Oh yeah, this is an absolute bloodbath. No one's holding back.
That's why it got put into the montage, because they were like, we cannot show all of this.
Yeah. There's like blood on the camera lens, like flecked.
At one point, yeah, for sure.
I could see, at one point, Steve, Biggest Stevis, kicking down a door. And then another point, like, Thea, like, using acid to dissolve the lock so that he can kick down a door because it doesn't work the first time he kicks it.
Every single time, there's always a poor minion who just gets crushed by it.
Who's over there? Smash! So we're just making our way up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like this. Do we find anything along the way?
I think we should find maybe some kind of royalty or a princess along the way.
Makes perfect sense.
Where are the dungeons in this place? Did we get lost?
Yeah, no, it's at the top of the tower.
Okay. Oh, the dungeons at the top of the tower. Okay, fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that there's probably a staircase that somehow connects this jail to the area that he has to do the ritual. Because otherwise it's like, why did we come here?
Oh, you know what it is? Then at the top of the dungeon, there's a zip line.
Zip lines are lit. Bane will get in the Bajorn. To
the biggest Jornus.
Yeah, sorry, you're right. The biggest Jornus.
Bajornio.
She doesn't trust her upper body strength to take the zipline. But that's not what comes first. What comes first is saving the Principessa.
I think that we like tear off the hinge to the jail cell and all of us are just like covered in red.
Like cartoonish.
Sorry. Two of us are covered in red.
Yeah, Sapphire is not covered in red. She would get that shit away from her. I can let it stain her dress.
How many arrows does Thea have left?
I feel like she probably still has a few. She would have tried to make sure she's well stocked for this. Maybe not quite so many trick ones left, but like... She's not running out.
And Biggest Stevis, how's your axe?
Biggest Stevis has not used the decapitator once during this entire montage.
Dang.
It is out, it's wielded, but they have just been like punching people real hard or just shoving them down like flights of stairs or into water to be washed away or maybe a shadow that just kind of appeared and they just disappear forever.
Or they reappear in pieces.
Rest in pieces.
Says Biggest Stevis. And then shove someone else.
Nerd.
Well, you didn't think that was funny? Ugh. Off the balcony. Remember me! My only regret was that I had bonitis. Yeah, so we show up covered in blood.
And who was playing the princess last time?
I was, I believe, yeah. Heroes.
And, I think Mothman and Biggest Steve just like rip the door off of the prison cell.
Yep.
You've saved me, heroes. The city of Gothan owes you a debt.
We know. Mothman shakes the blood off, like while the princess is talking.
Gross. And like I think wipes at her face and comes away with blood. And she like looks at you.
It's covered in like scales and everything too, so it's like really like shimmery.
Oh god.
Oh, that's kind of pretty.
Did she leave anyone alive?
Did you want us to, princess?
I mean, ideally, yes.
I don't think we killed everyone, or at least
the Mothman. The Mothman knows not the terminal velocity of the Ant People.
Bane will also put a hand on Thea's shoulder, being like, oh no, don't worry. If you left anyone behind, I got them.
Great.
I think Mothman looks over the balcony and is just like, I think I see one or two still moving.
Bane's like, oh, okay, one second.
No, nope, necessary.
Oh, but I if suppose you... they were all mooks. It's not.
They were all expendable. It's fine.
Hey, we just mooks.
I feel like the this princess just have the same expression right now. I'm just like,
they were working for the enemy. I suppose it is your right as heroes to dispose of them.
It's true. They took his side in the breakup.
The breakup?
I don't think that's.
Okay. The mooks attacked the Mothman first.
And murder is good for ratings, so just giving the people what they want.
Oh, yes, princess. You're on Magic Mouth.
Wizard Quest.
Yes. And Bane, like, sweeps a blood-covered hand.
Oh, camera. Wonderful.
Draws the Disney symbol like with blood.
You can just not sign whatever paperwork they put in front of you, probably.
You're watching.
You're watching
Treehouse.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
You know it's bad.
Go ahead, Peter.
You know it's bad that my immediate audio recognition was you're watching Treehouse because no, this should not be on Treehouse.
No, this is not Treehouse.
I think the princess pats your hand, Thea, like noticing you're also in like the same state as she is. I appreciate that, but honestly, we're probably gonna need the money from any of this to rebuild the kingdom afterwards. So, unfortunately, I will have to sign them.
Yeah, that's fair.
The Mothman has an idea.
Yes, what's your Mothman? Idea?
You could just get rid of money. The I Moth don't understand. People civilization functions perfectly fine without a currency.
Biggest thing wants to know, how do you get taxes then?
How do we get what?
How do you pay your taxes if there's no money?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What are taxes?
What are you?
I am a nerd. Like,
as great as a world without capitalism sounds, changing the entire world structure like that is not as simple as just
It's deciding. Not the entire world. The Moth people do it just fine.
Oh my god. Are none of you interested in vengeance? Vengeance has no cost.
I mean, Biggest Siva thinks maybe the lives we've lost might be considered a cost by some.
I clearly meant capital.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I mean, maybe like cleaners for all the blood.
Should we maybe like go upstairs and actually confront Big Nerd? Because we kind of made a lot of noise and
Is everyone okay? Should we drink healing potions or something before we go up there? We need to be at our best before we face this son of a... This heartbreaking piece of shit.
The Mothman did not get stabbed, you see, because the Mothman does not have a fleshy outer skin. So the Mothman's fine.
I could use with a little bit of a bump here, but don't worry, I supplied my own. I got some creatine.
Oh my god.
He's got like a shaker bottle.
It's a shaker bottle.
The Mothman has a six pack of Coca-Cola if anybody wants.
Oh my god!
Wait, did you guys get placement deals and no one told me?
Biggest
if you guys got
just
side placement deals, you should have told me.
No, I just
I feel like we can discuss that
layer? You look over and Bane is eating Pete Sant.
Yeah, definitely like a bunch of shots of just like product placement.
Pete Sant Hut.
But actually, we should probably get going and actually do the murder before it gets too late.
Yes.
More murder?
Oh, did I say murder? I meant...
liberation. We're saving this town.
Vengeance.
Yeah.
The friend Bane. The Mothman has an idea.
Go on.
If we take the stairs, the enemy, Saria Makov, would be expecting that, correct?
I mean, at that point, probably. I did yell a lot of, "Saria, I'm coming for you, you bitch," while I was down there.
Perhaps the Mothman could fly the Bane up to the window and come in from behind him.
I think that is a good idea.
The Mothman is helping.
The Mothman is being incredibly helpful. Everyone else. So, what you need to know about Saria, as I've probably said earlier, he is a dramatic bitch. So he'll probably monologue. If you take the stairs... in theory, he could just assume that me and Mothman died. And you could distract him and we could come in from behind.
Oh, I can be very distracting.
And I love stairs.
Yes, the Mothman has noticed that you are very good at distracting the friend Thea.
Well then.
Sapphire just gets like a very proud grin on their face.
Biggest Sivas is like, no, we talked about this.
We did?
I'm going to do one of my favorite things and climb a flight of stairs.
Can we get a piggyback ride upstairs? Because I do not want to walk up all of them.
Yeah, but we can't call it a piggyback. We got to call it, it's a official lifting name. It's a goth hint. It's a goth hint carry.
Of course. Yeah, down for that.
I think Mothman just lifts Bane up bridal style and then flies up through the balcony.
Bane is holding the the skull launcher.
Yep.
Bane's like, I'll see you on the other side. Let the games begin.
Let the games begin.
Mm. Boo. I think this is worse than the fruit puns.
For you.
Hey, those fruit puns were fucking artisanal, okay? You know how long I spent coming up with them?
Antisanal?
You had Saints Twitch chat come up with most of them for you.
Half of them. The rest of them were totally me.
I was wondering. I was definitely wondering which of these goth, like these ant puns, would break you.
We finally reached it.
Yeah, we got there. We got there. Let the games begin. All right. So
I hate this so much.
No, it's good. You love it. It's great.
No, it's fine. Kelsey says that she hates this so much about most of the things I do. So I think that hate means love.
Okay.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
All right. Bane, you know, grabs on, like, allows Mothman to pick her up. It's like, all right, it's time to go mobile.
The friend Biggest Steven says that the Mothman is very comfortable, so if you wish to get cozy, then the Mothman has no objections.
Oh yeah. Bane's gonna snug in. Bane's gonna be comfortable when Bane's gonna commit violent vengeance. So, Bane, I'm assuming Farmant carries the two ladies up the stairs. And at the top, what do we see?
I think that it's Saria just like finishing setting up the ceremony and the ritual, and he's just, oh gosh, sitting down on this big, like, it's like a throne, but it's also a swivel chair.
Oh, he would. What a dramatic bitch.
And says, like,
says Bane to Mothman.
And he definitely turns the swivel chair around as big as Stevis, Thea, and Sapphire get to the top. And he goes, and he's just like,
oh, okay, wait, one more question before we start.
Yes.
Where are the artifacts?
I think they're laid out in like a circle in the middle of the room.
Oh, guys, do you see my mask?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
It's what included. Does it look like?
Ooh. Oh, I want it to be weird Phantom the Opera mask.
Yes. Tan line makes no sense, actually.
Bane puts it on and it's just like, this doesn't explain a thing.
Bane has other reasons for wearing a medical mask. So Bane was sick and went on vacation.
Oh gosh. Now I kind of want it to be the like the Michael Myers mask.
Just a full head.
Wow.
Okay, so we got Phantom of the Opera, Michael Myers. You guys got a suggestion.
I'm just getting like weird Blades in the Dark mask, like a big silver full face mask.
good quality.
These are quality suggestions. I want all the artifacts to be masks.
Yes.
All of them masks.
Yeah.
Bane's mask is like an Eyes Wide Shut mask.
There's like a Court of Owls mask in there.
Yes, of course there is.
Yep.
There's a whole bunch of masks, and you guys are like, oh shit, which one's this Bane?
Bane just like pulls up Santa in and it's like, do you see my mask? And they're just like, yeah. Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Technically, yes. We don't not see it.
It is definitely hair, for sure.
Oh, that's great. Can you get to it?
Sure, maybe.
Wait, Bane, shut up. I think he's gonna start doing a monologue.
Yeah, and like as you say that, Saria turns around and just like rises from the chair.
The swivel throne.
Yeah, from the swivel throne, and there's lightning crackles right as he does that.
Yeah, Bane will turn to Mothman like, dramatic bitch. A messy bitch who lives for drama.
And just like walks to the center of the room in the middle of the circle and is like, tell me, Biggest Stevis, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Oh my god.
Bane is covering her mouth so that the groan cannot be heard. Because she's trying to be sneaky.
Biggest Stevis has never danced with the thing you said, but Biggest Stevis has definitely cooked with the doctor of your death. Nerd.
Nailed it.
Great job, Biggest Stevis. So good.
You know, I welcomed death once before, a long time ago. And then I realized, why just succumb to death when I could conquer it? When I could claim it as my own? And he probably monologues for like a good 5 minutes. I can't figure out what it's talking about, like death, taking his destiny of his own life.
Oh my god, can I just kill you already?
Ask him, guys, ask him if he regrets being a jerk to me.
Okay. My weird friend wants me to ask if Ollie regret being a dick to her and breaking her heart or something.
Oh my god!
I regret nothing of the person I once was, for I shall ascend soon towards something greater than that.
Yeah, no, he doesn't regret any of it. Can I kill him now, bitch? Like
Mothman, bust through the window, bust through the window right now!
And yeah, Mothman just, like, goes in and, like, gently puts Bane down.
I see you've come back to die with your city, Saria.
One of us shall die. I'm doubtful it will be me.
Oh, it will be you. It doesn't matter how long I have to fight. But you are going to break, and I will be the one that breaks you.
Is that where we decide who wins now?
I think so.
That feels like an excellent place, like an excellent line to...
Oh yeah, she drops into a fighting stance.
Like, yeah.
Draws her rocket launcher.
Yeah, he's just like, one of us will die here today. Oh, no, I already said that.
Yeah.
I hope that happens in character. Like, Saria repeats it. It's like, oh shit, no, wait.
Did I already say that? Wait, shit, which part of my ad? Line?
Roblox line?
Roblox line?
Roblox isn't here to give you lines. But I know you, Saria. You don't fear death. You welcome it. Your punishment must be more severe.
Oh my god.
I approved your vacation hours, Roblox.
Are you on the phone?
Literally had a phone call while Bane was like trying to have the last word.
Roblox is like, sorry, you miss Roblox. Leave a message at the beep.
Hello, right. Mudda.
Hello, Fada.
This is Roblox. I don't know the rest of that bit.
I'm a striker.
Alright, so I've been trying to figure out how it is we're going to do this. I think that we should use the hands up thingy.
Let's do it.
On Zencastr. So if you want to give a thumbs up, click on your thingy so it looks like that. After I count to three. If you don't want to, just don't click on it.
So what is the success? Like if we want to succeed, it's hands up.
If you want to succeed, if you want the players to succeed, it's a thumbs up.
Okay.
So yeah, hands up. If you want the players to fail, it's a hands down.
All right.
Got it.
All right. And remember, you the better is good, worse is bad.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Things work. Thank God you're here facilitating.
Yeah, more thumbs up is better. Yes.
Anyways, I'm pretty sure I'm editing this part, so it's fine.
I have no idea what how many episodes this is going to be, or who's editing what anymore.
Anyway, yeah, all right. So, 3, 2, 1. All right, so that's a total of 3.
It should be 4.
I have mine.
No, it's no, 4 it's, minus it's, 1.
Yeah, because yes, Peter didn't want us 1. To win.
Oh. You bitch.
wow. Well,
now it's at minus 3. Now it's at minus 4. Now it's minus 5.
No!
Oh man, we Peter, really please. Mucked this up.
Oh man, oh jeez, right. Oh god. The rocket launcher sails past. It's everyone else, and Bane's like, oh damn. Shit.
We all die.
I knew my aim was off, but I don't have my mask.
Rocket launcher misses Saria and just hits Biggest Stevis.
Oh no!
No. So, on a tour better, the adventurers pull off an outstanding success. Have a brief discussion over what the results mean, and then jump into the final confessional.
Fucking vengeance is what it means.
I want to know what's going to happen to Gothant. Does the princess just, like, rule now again?
I think so.
I think that Roblox leads a workers' rebellion.
Yes.
He wants to turn Gothant into a co-op.
Does Roblox single-handedly implement democracy in Gotham City?
I think he does. He becomes the first prime minister.
Wow.
He's like, we don't need these figureheads thinking that they're better than us, ruling all of us. We've seen what a dictator looks like. And we can see it again in our royals. So we gotta rise up.
But I never would have done such a terrible thing. I'm not him.
But you still oppress us all.
Maybe you need to be oppressed.
Oh, listen to this girl over here!
I told you about breaks, okay?
Everyone boos and throws tomatoes.
Ugh. Tomatoes.
And then I think it cuts to one of the band dance saying something and it just subtitles boo.
Like, click, click, boo. We hate it here. Let's get rid of the
Princess
oligarchical class.
Yes.
I'm into
it. It's like
it.
A full on, like, speech about everything just from that one ant's click.
Rise up, rise, rise,
rise.
Take control of your destiny, Goth Ants.
It's time for us to know our worth.
We will not interfere. Oh no! Yeah. Right,
so city seems pretty swell. That's gonna be fine. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like we've left by the time the workers' revolution happens.
Oh, yeah. Do any of us actually care about that?
I think we start to see it happen, and Mothman just, like, grabs everybody up by, like, their collars or something, and just flies out of the city.
Ooh. Yikes. We better go.
Biggest Stevus pretends to care a lot, but chooses to do zero action whatsoever to actually help them.
I support your movement.
Thoughts and prayers.
Where's a pin? You guys are all so brave. So brave.
I want
such great work, guys.
I want the final confessional to have Biggest Evis with like five buttons and pins about like vote whoever.
Roblox. Vote Roblox.
It's like five different candidates. Oh.
Yeah.
Who would run against Roblox? Oh, he probably is your character, Steve. The accounting guy. Jarvis.
Yes, Jarvis.
The head of the band dance.
Mario Marone.
The one who's really into ant FTs.
Oh my god.
Bruce Wendt.
Never stood a chance. Never stood a chance.
No, but he still runs.
Yeah. And then just, like, someone from the royal family runs. And they're like, no, please leave.
Princess Eternia definitely runs, yeah.
Like, yeah, Princess Eternia is like, vote for me.
I actually know what I'm doing.
I've ruled you before.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's what we don't want. Wait a minute. This mook over here. She's like, oh, no, they're calling me a mook.
And Bruce Wayne is just like, I propose less taxes for the rich. And free champagne for everybody.
Champagne for every man, woman, and child.
They may be. Some people are great.
And Bruce Wayne is just like, could I be.
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne is just like, could I be a bad prime minister when I just recently adopted this child who lost his parents?
In a freak circus accident.
Dick Grayson. Roblox is just like, oh, I don't know about nothing about no kids over here, but like, I propose free childcare, paid for by the government. It's your money.
What about healthcare?
Oh, it's gonna be
Bruce
free
Wayne
too.
Is just like
hell
and
yeah.
So
vision
so,
and dental.
Isn't that technically healthcare?
Roblox.
And Bruce Wayne is just like, my opposition is motioning for you to pay for all of this stuff in your taxes. Well, I want to be straightforward about what you're paying for by having them determine how much they charge you.
Oh, I'm just using the Nordant model over here.
Hmm.
Now you guys don't like that?
I liked it, but you know, it did take me a second, which I think says more about me than anything else.
It's a thinker, because the pun was there.
That was certainly a pun, all right.
The head of the band dance uses this moment to advertise for NordVPN.
Oh my god, Peter!
That's very good.
But yeah, I think the rest of the party just like gets out of Dodge immediately.
Wait, but how do we win? Wait a minute.
I think we led Bane get vengeance.
Oh yeah. Then... I'm into that.
I'm totally there for backing up Bane getting her vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Bane blows him up with the skull, point blank range. And then contains the explosion in the shadows so that the explosion kind of just like doesn't like flade out, just like continues exploding on him until it stops.
And I kind of want Mothman to be like, friend Bane, is this your mask? And just lifting up like random masks. And everyone Bane is just like, no, that's not my mask. They just throw it out a window.
Just throw it away. These are very important artifacts.
Mothman's just like, friend Bane, is this your mask? No? Foop.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man, oh, jeez.
Priceless masks!
Sapphire's, like, diving to catch them with magic.
I could sell those!
It's free real estate. Yeah, the mask that eventually is Bane's, yeah, it doesn't line up with her tan line at all. It's very confusing to everyone involved. But once Bane puts it on, everything about her kind of settles. Like, she was kind of just like flickering shadow the whole time that you were around her. Everything kind of solidifies when she puts it on. And it's not like she's a floating shadow anymore. Now she's like a solid person wearing a cloak. The belt that you bought her in the like in town actually manifests. Like, you can see it now, and it's like giving her a little figure, looking good, looking stylish. And like, she doesn't look quite like the bags under her eyes go away, and she looks like settled.
Wow, you look like a person now. Looks good on you.
And Bane reaches out, and her hand is no longer claw-like. It is still like kind of like pale and spindly, but it's no longer like skeletal. And she'll put a hand on your shoulder. Say thank you. I feel whole again. Vengeance was sweet.
I think I'm ready to get back out there. This is what I needed.
Damn. Biggest Steve is respects those vengeance gains.
I suppose brutally exploding your ex is one way to get over it.
It's called coping. It's beautiful.
I highly recommend it, you know, in case. And then looks over at Sapphire like,
no.
Like, bares her teeth like.
No.
I think Sapphire is completely oblivious because it's funnier that way.
but like if. But like if,
we're,
though.
We're not going to think about that.
But like if. And then she'll like give you like a card to like contact her. Like, you, she's like, you've seen like my ability to blow stuff up. I'm here.
I will remember that, Bane. Thank you.
Your bestie's here.
Thank you.
Wait. Friend Bane, did you bone this Arya Makov?
Yes.
Interesting. The Mothman would write this down, but the Mothman has nothing to write on.
There's nothing to write down. He is dead now. He is behind me.
Quite literally, all over the place.
The Mothman has heard death is only a portal.
God, I hope not.
Well, we're definitely not taking the Underdim home. I don't want to risk seeing him as a ghost. It's just, like, so awkward. Like, just not worth it. But I feel good. This was a good experience. I'm very happy you all assisted me in my vengeance seeking.
Yeah, but also we're gonna get paid. And then hell, Biggest Divas, yeah, gives a high five to Sapphire.
Sapphire definitely high fives you back. And we're gonna have our faces on every TV across this damn country. It's gonna be amazing. Think of that platform you can put your message on, Big Steve. Biggest Steve-us.
Biggest Steve-us does want to use my newly found clout to educate people and really promote growth.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for listening to the 7th part of the Just Roll With It team's game of Randy Lubin's Behind the Magic, where, well, a lot of things happened. From climbing a tower, to beating up an evil dude, to establishing a democracy. You can find Steve at DMSteve on Twitter and on Asians Represent on Twitch, YouTube, Patreon, Twitter, and wherever else you might listen to podcasts. And you can find Yvonne at YTristani on Instagram and Gremlin Noises on Twitter. You can find us at RollWithItAP on Twitter, Instagram, Ko-fi, Redbubble, and WordPress, where we'll post updates about the podcast and transcriptions of the episodes for accessibility purposes. You can find me, Peter, at TheChaoticSuper on Twitter, itch.io, and Patreon. You can find Corey at TheInvulnerableTide on Instagram, InvulnerableTide on Twitter, at TheInvulnerableTide.com, and TheInvulnerableTide on itch.io. And you can find Kelsey at IslanderScaper on Twitter, Ko-fi, Instagram, and itch.io. Music by Ader41 from Pixabay. All these links will be in the description box for your ease. And on behalf of the entire Just Roll With the team, I hope you come back for the next and final episode of Wizard Quest to see the final wrap-up and what these Chaos Gremlins thought about their adventure.